What's up, everyone? I'm Coy Wire here with your daily 10 minutes of news for June 4th. Today, can AI-powered cars really drive better than humans? And how authorities just uncovered a secret tunnel stretching from Mexico into the U.S. in a high school football miracle. So unbelievable, it sparked a movie made by students who lived every second of it. We start, though, with some scrutiny over self-driving cars. AI is safer than human drivers. That's a claim many of us have heard, right? But it may be causing way more problems than expected. CNN reviewed a series of roadside incidents by Waymo, a company operating self-driving vehicles, and Waymo says its tech helps reduce crashes compared to human drivers. CNN's Kyung Law is here to tell us about public records showing incidents that include Waymo's running through red lights, entering flooded areas, even nearly hitting pedestrians.
Waymo tells CNN it safely completes more than 500,000 rides every week. And those smooth, uneventful rides, they don't go viral. But here's some key themes we did see in records.
Connected to rider support.
Hi, the car is going the wrong way. It's going on the wrong side of the road.
Over and over again, we came across reports of Waymo's breaking basic traffic and safety laws. Like in this video from Austin, Texas, where Waymo appeared to cross double yellow lines and drove on the wrong side of the road. Or even going completely off the road. This is in Phoenix. The Waymo drove onto the light rail tracks with a passenger still inside. Light rail workers responded, and the passenger got out okay.
Oh, get out, get out, get out.
There's any number of reasons for what might be happening in moments like this when Waymos appear stuck. The company says when their cars face an uncertain situation, they'll pick the safest option, including coming to a stop. Another possible explanation, Waymo says that at any point in time, they have 70 remote human assistance operators working. Half of them are based in the Philippines, and Waymo doesn't require that they have a U.S. driver's license. When a Waymo faces an ambiguous situation, it may send a request to those operators who can give it a suggested maneuver, but the car can still decide to accept or reject the advice. No technology is perfect, Waymo says in a statement to CNN. But unlike humans, Waymo takes community feedback and applies those safety learnings to our entire fleet. That has led to a 13 times reduction in serious injury crashes compared to human drivers.
Pop quiz, hot shot. Which city is home to the largest naval fleet in the world? Mumbai, India, Jakarta, Indonesia, Shanghai, China, or San Diego, California? You seize the day if you said San Diego. Home to the U.S. Pacific Fleet, it's one of the most important military ports on the planet, with dozens of Navy ships and submarines at any given time. Something straight out of a spy movie was recently uncovered beneath the ground connecting Mexico to California. Mexican authorities discovered the secret tunnel hidden beneath a home near Tijuana, Mexico, and it exits into a street in San Diego, California. The tunnel stretches 1,900 feet long and is roughly 55 feet deep. U.S. federal officials say it has lighting, ventilation systems, even an electronic sliding mechanism, so it's believed to be used for moving illegal drugs and weapons. Homeland Security investigations said the seizure dealt a significant blow to the Jalisco New Generation Cartel, one of Mexico's most powerful criminal organizations. The investigation resulted in charges against four suspects accused of using the tunnel to move narcotics into the U.S. Have you heard of a Hail Mary? No, not the prayer, not the Ryan Gosling movie. I'm talking about one of the most nerve-wracking, improbable plays in all of football. The desperation heave towards the end zone with time running out that can flip the outcome of a game in the blink of an eye. Most fall incomplete, but this one, it made history. The Lake Mary High School Rams won their first ever state championship last year, a play you have to see to believe.
He's got room to let it go. He's got players in the end zone hoisting it. The ball tipped, caught by Schultz, and he is fighting to get in, and he's going to be caught! Touchdown! Touchdown, Lake Mary!
Now, if that looked like something straight out of a movie, that's because it basically became one. The high school's TV production class covered every snap of that season, and they knew they had something special. Lake Hail Mary was born, a feature-length documentary about their storybook season, made for students, by students. Think Hard Knocks meets Friday Night Lights. I had the chance to sit down with the bright young minds behind the project to talk football, film premieres, and everything in between. I want to hear all about this story, and maybe we should just start with walking us through how this idea came to be.
Last year, when we first made it to States, we gave the whole team the GoPro, and we were like, this would be really cool if we win, because that would be our first time going, and then our first win. As soon as the Hail Mary happened, we were all like, okay, we're making this into something huge, because that was something huge.
Capturing every snap of a season, that is a daunting task, especially when you don't realize there's going to be a storybook ending, right? So how did you balance this project, but with all the other things you have going on in your life, your schoolwork, your studies, all that stuff?
It wasn't so much as like a job where, you know, oh, we have to come in and work on the documentary. It was more of like, yay, we get to work on it. We get to go interview people. We were all just really excited after that really crazy moment happened.
Every week we'll have signups for what you can do after school, which is how we can be able to be everywhere.
What was one of the biggest challenges you remember along the way?
Interviews took a while. It was hard to honestly get the boys there on time because some of them would forget there was an interview that day.
The most important lesson I learned was that you have to tell a story.
It's not something that's scripted, so we got to take what they give us and put it all together.
What was your favorite part of the process? If you could have one word or one phrase to describe that, what would it be?
Mine would be perspective. Meet the guys and like the coaches. You realize they all come from different backgrounds and stuff, but at the end of the day, you know, they had to be one team to win it all.
Motion, honestly, we wanted to make it really good for them.
Probably be like results, being able to like push through.
Context. What was happening is just football. If you don't really know the context behind it.
Resilience. They really wanted this, and at the end of the day, all we could do is help make that story come true.
What was it like to see all your hard work come to life, not on one, but two big screens? Both theaters, I understand, were completely sold out. That had to be pretty awesome. So what was that like?
When you see what you've been working so hard on receive the reaction that like you hoped it would, it's an incredible feeling.
When a certain person, you know, they worked on this chapter, to see like their reaction to everyone else like enjoying their chapter, and it was just really like a full circle moment for all of us, that like all those hours we put in, it all paid off, and everyone loved it more than I thought they would. At least
watching so many other movies in a movie theater, not expecting mine to be up there, and it just felt amazing.
I have a question for you, sir. What's it like to work with such a group of rock stars?
It's absolutely amazing, and it's a blessing, because as a program lead, as a teacher, I can come up with, you know, a million ideas and some really cool concepts. But if we don't have people that buy in and want to be a part of it, not just make it a chore, but make it something that they're passionate about, it just makes it so much better.
One quick question for the group there about Mr. Malmberg. What's something that maybe he's taught you, or something you've observed that has made you a better person and you're going to take with you forever?
He's definitely taught me to have more confidence in myself. I'm so scared to put my work out there. He's definitely helped me grow in confidence a lot. He's helped me grow as a person in this class. People speaking skills that, you know, you wouldn't learn anywhere else.
He taught me that if you're passionate about something, you should give it your all.
Just because one thing goes bad doesn't mean I still can't continue and push and still work towards it.
Hey, keep rocking it out. Keep building on what you've already built so far, and I can't wait to see a whole bunch of your stuff on the big screens and on the NFL sidelines. Today's story getting a 10 out of 10. It turns out that even in zero gravity, mom is always right. During a recent spacewalk at the International Space Station, Russian cosmonaut Sergei Kuznetsov held up a sign that read, "Mom, I've put on my winter hat." The message was a playful nod to the proverbial motherly advice in Russia: wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, you better keep your head warm. And if you think Russia gets cold, try outer space. This crew spent more than 5 hours in zero gravity. In temperatures that can dip to hundreds of degrees below zero. The spacewalk was a success. New solar radiation experiment hardware was installed, no major problems, and not a single complaint about chilly heads. Keep spreading love, y'all, and keep that curiosity high. We're ending this show with some shout-outs to some of the best viewers on the planet. Miss Hart at Eagle Ridge Middle School in Ashburn, Virginia, happy 25th anniversary. It's almost the last week of school, and we are pumped for you. And shout out to the ACE crew in Windsor, Vermont. Thank you for this 3D printed model doing my CNN 10 hands for me for whenever I need a break. I love this so much. We are so grateful for all of you spending part of your day with us, making it awesome one. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.